Welcome back to My Real Estate Podcast with David Liberatore. I'm your host, and today we're diving into one of the biggest questions I hear from homeowners in Sarasota all the time. Should you sell now or should you wait? David, thanks so much for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me. Yeah, this is such a critical question. And honestly, there's no one-size-fits-all answer. But that's exactly why we need to talk about it. The decision to sell now versus waiting really depends on your individual circumstances, the current market conditions, and your long-term goals.
Right. Okay. So you're saying it's not just about looking at one factor. Walk me through what someone should actually be thinking about when they're trying to make this decision.
Absolutely. First, you've got to understand where the market is right now. Are we in a buyer's market or a seller's market? In Sarasota, we've seen some interesting shifts. You also need to look at your personal timeline. Do you need to move soon, or is this flexible? Then there's your financial situation. Are you looking to upgrade, downsize, or relocate? And honestly, the condition of your home matters too. If you've got deferred maintenance, or you're facing something like a special assessment on a condo, that changes the calculus completely.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I remember we talked about that special assessment issue before. That's a real thing affecting Sarasota condo sellers right now. But let's back up. For someone who's in a house, not a condo, what's the pricing strategy they should be thinking about if they're on the fence about timing?
Good question. So if you're thinking about selling, you need to understand what your home is actually worth in today's market. That means getting a professional appraisal or a comparative market analysis. Then you compare that to what you paid for it, what your mortgage situation looks like, and what your costs would be to sell. Realtor commissions, closing costs, all of that. If you're sitting on significant equity, waiting might make sense if the market is trending up. But if the market is flat or declining, or if you need liquidity, selling sooner could be smart.
So it's really about understanding your break-even point and what the market is actually doing, not just what you hope it'll do. What about for luxury properties? I know Sarasota has a huge luxury market. Does the strategy change for homes above, say, $1 million?
Oh, absolutely. Luxury properties move differently. The buyer pool is smaller, so timing and positioning are even more critical. You might have fewer buyers at any given moment, which means the right marketing strategy and price point are everything. Luxury buyers are also more sensitive to market conditions and economic factors. So if you're selling a luxury home, you really need to think about whether now is the right time to capture that buyer before they move on to another property or another market entirely.
That makes sense. So if someone is sitting with a luxury property and they're trying to decide, what's your actual advice? Sell now? Or wait.
It depends on their motivation and their timeline. If they need to sell within the next 6 to 12 months, I'd say price it aggressively and get it on the market now. The longer you wait, the more carrying costs you're paying. But if they can afford to be selective and they're not in a rush, waiting for the right buyer might yield a better price. The key is not overthinking it. Get your home in front of qualified buyers, price it appropriately for the market conditions, and let the market tell you what it's worth.
I love that. Let the market tell you what it's worth. So you're saying, don't try to outsmart the market, just understand it. What about for someone who's looking at a condo? We've got places like the BLVD and the View here in Sarasota that are really popular. Does the strategy change for those kinds of properties?
Condos are a whole different animal, especially in Sarasota. You've got to factor in HOA fees, reserve studies, special assessments, all the things that affect what a buyer will actually pay. And the condo market can be more sensitive to those factors than single-family homes. So if you're in a condo and you're thinking about selling, you need to understand what the building's financial health looks like and whether there are any upcoming assessments. That could be a reason to sell sooner rather than later, honestly.
Right. And we've covered that in detail before with the special assessment stuff. So here's my last question for you. If someone's listening right now and they're genuinely on the fence, what's the one thing you'd tell them to do first?
Talk to a real estate professional who knows the Sarasota market. Get a real assessment of what your home is worth, what the market is doing, and what your options are. Don't make this decision in a vacuum. The data and expert guidance will make it clear whether now or later is the right move for your situation.
That's solid advice. David Liberatore, thanks so much for being here and breaking this down. This is one of those questions that keeps people up at night, and I think you've given folks a really practical framework for thinking about it.
Thanks for having me. Always happy to talk about this stuff.